Friends, do you remember the TV ad about Louis the Fly? I'm sure many of you do. It was put out by the Mortein Company to advertise their fly spray. But before they had that ad, they had another ad, an ad that began in the 1930s and went right through to the 1950s. And that earlier ad also featured a fly. A fly on the tail of a dog. And the punchline for the ad was, when you're on a good thing, stick to it. I think back in those days it wasn't fly spray that they were advertising, it was sticky paper that the flies stuck to. Stick to it. Well, the letter to the Hebrews was written to Christians a long time ago, first century Christians, urging them to stick to it. Not to give up, not to turn back, but to stick to Jesus. To stick to him even though they were coming under pressure and beginning to suffer persecution. Now, why were they beginning to suffer persecution? Well, in the Roman Empire, all kinds of religions were permitted. They were all free to practice what they wanted to. There were no conditions to these various religions except one. One condition. The condition was that in addition to worshipping their gods or goddesses that they wanted to, they had also to worship the emperor as son of God and saviour. They had to do this to display their loyalty to the emperor and to the Roman Empire. Now this was something that Christians could not do. For Christians, there's only one Son of God and only one Saviour, and that's Jesus Christ. And so because Christians, most Christians at least, refused to sacrifice to the emperor, they came under suspicion. The Roman authorities began to give them a hard time. But there was a way out for some of them. People of the Jewish faith were exceptions to this rule. They alone were not required to make sacrifices to the emperor. And many of the early Christians were converts from Judaism. Their first language was Hebrew. So the name of the letter that we're looking at this morning was Hebrews. Hebrews. And that is why this letter is called Hebrews. And so many of them could escape persecution by ditching their Christianity and going back to Judaism. Don't do that, said the Christian leader who wrote to them. You're on a good thing, stick to it. Stick to it. Now, do we need this kind of encouragement today? Yes, we certainly do. Today it's harder to be a practicing Christian than when I was a boy, 60, 70 years ago. Back then, even if many people didn't go to church, there was still widespread respect for the Christian faith, respect for Christian morals, respect for Christian leaders. But today we live in a different world. Sunday sport has been introduced. Christians no longer have Christianity no longer has a privileged place in our Australian society. And Christians and Christian teachings are often mocked on the radio or on TV or in public. Many people have the view that Christianity is something that belongs to the past. We've left it behind. We've outgrown it. We don't need it anymore. But you can't outgrow your need for Jesus. He is the way to God now and forever. And listen to how the writer of Hebrews presents his case to the Hebrew Christians. It goes like this. For sinners like you and me to come into the presence of the Holy God, two things are essential, two requirements. A perfect priest and a perfect sacrifice. In Judaism, there are many priests, both high and low, but none are perfect. They're all sinners. In Judaism, there are many sacrifices, but none are sufficient to make us holy and acceptable to God. That's why these sacrifices have to be done again and again and again. But Jesus gives us what Judaism has only prepared for. Jesus is the perfect priest, and he's the perfect sacrifice. And on the cross, he offered himself. That one sacrifice that he made is good for all time and for all people. It's good for you and it's good for me. By his death, Jesus has removed this sin barrier between us and God. And on the third day, he rose from the dead and he entered into the very presence of God. And when we come to God through faith in Jesus, we come to God in Jesus' name, we can know that we will be welcomed with open arms. On the last day, Jesus will return and put all things right and welcome us into God's new creation. You see, when you have faith in Christ, you're on a good thing. You're on the way to God and to life with a capital L. Life now and forever. This is the truth. Stick to it, says the writer to the Hebrews. How do you stick to it? Well, he suggests three ways. The first way is come near to God in faith. Come near. Occasionally hear somebody say, if I went to church, the roof would fall in. I'm sure you've all heard that. It's said as a joke, of course, but it shows an underlying unease. Churches make me feel uncomfortable. I know I'm not worthy. Deep down, I know I'm a sinner. But when you stick to Jesus, that fear goes away. Faith in Jesus as the perfect priest and the perfect sacrifice takes away your fear. You experience grace. You come to know God's complete acceptance of you. So stick to Jesus by faith and come confidently to your Heavenly Father. Come in prayer to ask for what you need. Come to worship, to praise God, listen to his word. And come to communion to be refreshed and renewed in your faith. God loves and welcomes you all the time. So don't wait till you're in a crisis or you're in distress or you're sick or you're dying. Don't wait to come near to God just on Sunday. Come near to God in prayer every day, morning, night, and in between. God will welcome you. God will hear you. God will help you. Your faith will grow and you will grow more like Jesus. Okay, the second way of sticking to Jesus in the Christian faith. Hold firmly to the faith we profess. Now, one of the ways in which we profess our faith is in these words. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. He will come again to raise us from the dead and make all things new. That is what we look forward to, that is our hope. And don't let the troubles and difficulties of this present world and this present life cause you to lose that hope. God is greater than all your troubles. And God is faithful. He has made a promise. He won't let you down. Your hope is not wishful thinking. It's true. It will come about. It's sure. I like what Pastor Jim said last Sunday. He said this, it might be going, tough going now, might be tough going now, but the best is yet to come. That's God's promise. Also, like what Luther wrote at the end of his explanation to the second part of the creed, in the second part of the creed, he talks about what Jesus Christ has done for us and what Jesus Christ will do. He will come back as king and he will rule. And he finishes with the words, "This is most certainly true." I love those words. Confident words. Now, a bit further on in this letter, the writer of the Hebrews compares Christians to runners in a race, to a long race, a race like a marathon. Now, can we have the next slide there? There you see a couple of good-looking blokes. That's me, if you don't recognise me, and my son. 42 years ago, we were running in the marathon in Port Moresby. And one of the great things about running that in that race was that people lined up the streets as we ran, and they cheered us on, keep going, you're going great, you'll get there, stick to it, stick at it, keep going. And the writer of the Hebrews pictures Christians in the race as being cheered on by all those Christians who have died in the faith and by Jesus Christ himself. And they're all saying, keep going, we're with you, stick to it, keep going to the very end, and you will receive the prize that Jesus Christ has won for you. This is our hope, hold on to it. All right. Now to the third way. Thank you. You can take that off now. I wouldn't dare have a photo taken today like that. Now the third way the writer encourages us to stick to it, he says, come together regularly to stir one another up in love. Now hoping in Christ and looking forward to being with Christ doesn't mean just think only about your own personal salvation. Being a Christian isn't a private matter, something just between me and God. No. Being a Christian is a communal thing. We belong to a faith family. We have brothers and sisters in the family, and we just gained another one this morning. And Christ gave us this command, love one another as I have loved you. But sometimes we get lazy, huh? We go to sleep on the job. And coming together, like we've done this morning, coming together gives us an opportunity to stir one another awake and encourage one another to better serve and comfort and support each other in our Christian race, our Christian journey. And here I can say that's why I particularly like the coffee group called Hugger Mugs. There I not only get good coffee, but I get a chance to sit down with others and listen to them and talk with them and challenge them and to be challenged by them to live a life of love like Jesus. All right, we began this morning with the old Mortine ad. When you're on a good thing, stick to it. Right, stick to Jesus, says the writer of the Hebrews. He's the way to God. He's the perfect priest, the perfect sacrifice. He is the way to peace. And he's the way to life with a capital L. Stick to him in faith, in hope, and in love. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to put this message into our minds and into our hearts and to hold on to it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.